The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
To God alone be all the glory. You are witnessing the first anointing. During the last anointing service for this year, you will not be lost in the name of Jesus. Your life will not be lost in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. We are on our series on prayer this month. And I know that as we journey in this series, somebody's prayer life shall be reactivated and rejuvenated in the name of Jesus. Signs and wonders via prayers. Signs and wonders via prayers. If you can open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. The book of Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel. From the Lord of hosts, we dwelleth in Mount Zion. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Our God is a God of wonders. God delights in doing wonders in our lives. The God we serve is a God of wonders. Always he wants to bless you with wonders, and he will bless you with wonders this year. I say God will bless you with wonders this year. And for this wonder to happen, he needs to empower you or grant you access to power. Power is the ability to cause changes. Power is the ability to cause changes. And this power is available via prayers. I'm seeing some faces I've not seen for a few weeks now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. It is prayer that triggers the miraculous. If you desire the miraculous, you have to pray. Somebody say, I have to pray. I will pray, I will pray. I will pray, I will pray. Oh, if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. I will pray, I will pray. I will pray, I will pray. Oh, if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. What are some facts about prayer? What are some facts about prayer? Number one, prayer is a channel that connects us with the help of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. Hebrews 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. So our God wants to help us, but we have to call on him first. Somebody say, I will call on him. Somebody say, I will call on him. Number two fact about prayer is that many things will never be received until you ask in the place of prayer. Many things will never be received until you ask in the place of prayer. There are many things you need, but to get it, you need to pray. Somebody say, I need to pray. Somebody say, I need to pray. Many things can is desired, but may never be received until you pray. Number three fact about prayer is that certain doors will never be opened until you knock. And you knock with prayers. Certain doors will never be opened. There are many people that are destined to operate at a certain level, but they will never operate at that level for life because they refuse to pray. Certain great doors, certain awesome doors will never be open until you and I pray. Somebody say, I will pray. Number four fact about prayer is that prayer is one of the greatest assets of the redeemed, the believer. Prayer is one of the greatest assets of the believer. A believer must know that prayer is one of your assets, is one of the greatest things
that is a benefit or an asset to your life. Somebody with me shout a big amen.
Amen.
Prayer is one of the greatest assets of the believer. Number five, a consistent prayer life is the way to maintain a high-flying Christian life. A consistent prayer life is one of the ways to maintain a high-flying Christian life. How many of us want to be a high flyer? Can I see your hands up? You want to be a high flyer, moving very fast, doing very well. Yes, that is what you'll be in the name of Jesus. And if you are already a high flyer, you will not drop. I say you will not drop. Prayer is one of the things that will make a believer a high flyer. Many desire to be a high flyer. I want to be great. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to excel. I want to be this and that. But one of the things that will make you a high flyer is a consistent, deliberate prayer life. Examples of people who experience signs and wonders via prayers. Some examples of people that experience signs and wonders via prayer. Number one is Anna. Anna's case was a pitiable case. Her husband loved her, but she was married for many years and did not have children. The Bible speaking that to make her matters worse, she had a rival called Penina who was always tormenting her, who was always speaking to provoke her. And the Bible speaking in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10 to verse 15, it says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord, and she wept sore. Verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thy handmaiden and remember me, God will remember you.
Amen.
And not forget thy handmaiden, but will give unto thy handmaiden a man child. Specifics. I want a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying, she continued doing what? Not weeping. She continued in her prayer. She continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. That's the prophet. And now, Anna, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk, the way she was praying. And then she was not, the sound was not out, but she was engaged. This one is drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long will thou be drunken? Put away the wine from thee. And in verse 15, Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drank neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. I don't drink palm wine. I don't drink alcohol. What I'm doing is that I'm pouring my heart to God in prayer. It's not that I'm drunk, servant of God. It's not that I'm drunk. What I'm doing is that I'm pouring my spirit to the Lord. She prayed earnestly, and God remembered her. Somebody is here, God will remember you.
Amen.
If you go further to 1 Samuel chapter 2, from verse 1 and 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says that God remembered her. God made her to laugh, and God put her enemies to shame. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in my service. That will be your testimony.
Yes.
I said that will be your testimony.
Yes.
There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is nobody you can go to that can answer your prayers, that like God will answer your prayers. When you are in need, when you are in a tough situation, when you are in a very critical situation, don't start running after one uncle or an auntie or another. Run after God, and he will answer you. Somebody say loud, amen.
Amen.
The second example is Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a king in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 to 5. Isaiah 38, we have said that the king was sick and sick unto death. And God sent his servant, the number one prophet of that time, called prophet. Let's read it quickly, very, very quickly. And in those days, was Ezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, write your will, you are about to die. Prepare yourself, you are about to exit this world and go to another world. And Ezekiah turned his face towards the wall, and he did the right thing. He went there to pray. He did not go there to complain. He went there to pray. He prayed unto the Lord. Go on. Thank you, Lord. Verse 3. I'm still going to verse 5. 3, 4, 5. And said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I walk before thee in truth and with perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord unto Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Ezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayers. I have heard the prayer you prayed to me, and I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 more years. Just one prayer, 15 more years. Just one prayer, 15 more years. Somebody's here, God will add many more to your life this year. I say, God will add many more to your life this year. A third example is the example of Lazarus. Lazarus was dead and stinking. The Bible speaking that his case was already a deplorable state. Everybody has given up on Lazarus. Because it's not a 1 hour, 2 hours, 7 hours, one day, 2 days dead. He was already dead. He was already gone. Far gone. And the Bible says in John chapter 11 verse 41 to 44, Jesus appeared on the scene. And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Go on, I'm still going to 44. Go on. And I know that thou hearest me. I know that when I call you, you always answer me. But because of these people, we stand by. I said it, that they may believe that thou hearest me. And when he thus has spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says that he that was dead came forth. He was bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. This morning, anywhere they tied you, you are loosed in the name of Jesus. Anywhere the enemy has tied you, you are loosed in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Quickly this morning, what are some factors that will facilitate signs and wonders via prayers? What are some factors that will facilitate signs and wonders via prayers? Are you ready for this? I want to go back to that again. Anybody tied down by the wicked this morning, God will loose you. Yes. Your promotion tied down is loosed. Yes. Your husband, your baby, your child that is tied down is loosed. Yes. Your destiny that is tied down is loosed in the name of Jesus. Yes. Your progress that the wicked has tied down, it is loosed this morning. Yes. Can I hear a loud amen? Yes. Some time ago, one of my friends, who is a very big man in this city here, was kidnapped. And while he was in the bush with the kidnappers, he said where they placed him, he saw on the tree the picture of somebody, where somebody went to tie the person and nail. I've told you the story before, right? Where they nailed the person. He said while the kidnappers were sleeping and dozing, he quickly crawled there and used something to remove what they used to tie the person. They went inside the forest to go and tie somebody. Anybody tying your destiny, you are deep. This morning, God will loose you from there. Amen. I say God will loose you from there in the name of Jesus. Amen. Factors that will facilitate signs and wonders via prayers. Number one, obedience. Obedience. If you will enjoy signs and wonders, you must be obedient. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. And having all readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Having all readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. If you will enjoy signs and wonders via prayers, what God will tell you in the place of prayer, you must obey. If what God will instruct you in the place of prayer, you will not obey, there's no need for him to answer your prayers. If God knows already that you have already made up your mind that this is what you want to do, and doesn't need to give himself stress. If I know that if I advise you, you will never take my advice, there's no need for me to waste my advice. I had a very close friend of mine more than 20 something years ago. I used to advise him, this is what to do, this is how to do things. He would say, I've heard you, no problem. By the following day, he will do exactly opposite what I said. He's biting his fingers for it today. The repercussion of ignoring an advice for, say, if you were contemporaries, what advice can you give me? He's biting his fingers terribly for in various areas of life. He was telling me, he called me sometime recently. He said, I didn't know how this life is. He said, we call different big men now. They will not carry my call. I said, you have not seen anything. He said, I will call this person, this governor, he will not carry my call. I will carry this way, I will call this way, he will not carry my call. He said, but I call you now, you carry my call. May you never suffer from a life of disobedience. Obedience is very important in the place of answered prayers. Through prayers, your victory is guaranteed. 1 Peter 3:13. 1 Peter 3:13. And who is he that will harm you? This is one of my best scriptures presently now. This scripture now, I'm eating this scripture presently now. Who is it that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Who is the person that can destabilize you when you are a follower of the right path? Hello. Who is the person that can bring you into a state you don't want where if you are following the right steps is impossible? Somebody say impossible. So, God weighs our action, and it is the weight of your action that determines the response you get from heaven. God weighs your obedience. God weighs your obedience. God looks at you and looks at if you are going to be obedient to his instruction or you will turn against it. Nobody here will turn against God's injunctions. I say nobody here will turn against God's injunctions. Can I hear a loud amen? Nobody here will turn against God's injunctions. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a louder amen? James 2:17-18. You know, one thing I want you to realize before I go into this scripture. One thing I want you to realize is that you cannot obey God and you suffer for it. You cannot obey God. That's why in Isaiah 1:19, they say, if you be willing and if you be obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you are willing and if you are obedient, you will eat the good. Somebody here, the increase we are talking about, we start from your house. Amen. I said the increase we are talking about, we start from your house. Amen. The increase we are talking about, we start from your family. Amen. In the name of Jesus. One of the things you pray for to God every day is, God, give me the grace to obey you. Because when you obey God, you are made, you are okay. Your life is okay. If God tells you, start fasting from tomorrow and you obey, you are okay. If God tells you, wake up and pray and you do it, you are okay. If God tells you, this is the person to marry, whereas this is the person you are eyeing, you are okay. If God tells you, don't travel today, settle down, don't go anywhere, you are okay. But when he says, don't travel, he says, I must travel by force. Nobody here will enter into the trap of the wicked. Amen. I say, nobody here will enter into the trap of the wicked. Can I hear a loud amen? The second factor that facilitates signs and wonders is testimonies. Testimonies. In Psalm 119:111, we say, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Testimony always bats testimony. You know, last night during our Impact House Diaspora meeting, we had a very striking testimony from one of our members. The last meeting, one of our members in Canada shared a testimony that I told them to pray. that about what they desire, and she prayed to God for a miracle job, after which we prayed and we blessed that miracle job in the name of Jesus. And the following week, God gave her a miracle job, so she shared the testimony in the platform. So that the last meeting, somebody now heard that testimony and now said, if somebody can use this platform to get a miracle job, I too can get a miracle job. The first person got it in Canada. This second person was in the UK. I remember here, I just left here maybe about a year plus ago. She said, I can also get a miracle job through this kind of. So she prayed also. And this last week, she got also a miracle. She had applied before, they did not call her. So that same week, they called her and she resumed on the spot. Testimonies, bad testimonies. That's why we are encouraging people, when God does something for you, don't hide it. Don't say, I'm shy. You are not shy to receive it. But you are shy to share the testimony to the glory of God. Always learn to share the goodness of God in your life. Always learn to share the goodness of God in your life. Testimonies are assets in prayers. They authenticate the reality of God. And by doing so, destroy doubt. Testimonies fortify your confidence in God. You know that the God that saved you the last time will save you again. Are you getting me now? The God that provided for you the last time will provide for you again. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The God that helped you when you were in a challenging situation will help you again. That's the work of testimonies. The God that helped this lady to deliver safely will also help me. The Lord that helped this person's wedding to be successful will make my own wedding too successful. The God that helped, that protected my pastor in the face of guns and killers will also protect me. The God that saved this person from high blood pressure, you heard that testimony. Continuous being down with the spirit of high blood pressure, and suddenly God stepped in and perfected it. She said, 4 years now. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, is gone, and it's gone forever. Amen. I say it's gone forever. Yes. And nobody here will pick it up. Yes. I didn't hear your amen. Yes. David had to access signs and wonders through testimonies. That was how David was. He said, the God that helped me to kill the bear and the lion, the same God that helped me to kill the lion and the bear, the same God will help me against you, this Philistine. That's the power of testimony. So you are about to do a test or an exam. You say, God that helped me in the past, that same God will help me again. The God that helped me during my challenging situation then, when I was so broke, that same God will help me again. The God that assisted me in the past to be able to win in this battle, the same God will help me again. Life is war. Life is a battle. If you are not facing any battle, I pity you. You must be facing one battle another. Because if you want to cross to a new level, then you must face new battles. You must face it, is sure. So don't say, I don't even know why. Am I the only one? Why there are so much? A battle is much because the glory is massive. The larger the glory, the larger the attack. Do you know that a tree that has a lot of fruit is the one that they throw stones at? If there's nothing there, if there's no progress, if there's no fruit from the tree, nobody will bother the tree. Immediately the tree begins to look as if, this tree, it looks like it wants to begin to blow some more. Everybody will say, hey, let us get our own share. Praise God. I said, praise God. So testimonies are very important. When you are face to face with opposition, you can remind God of his previous acts. Remind him of his previous acts in your life and in the life of others. 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 3. Remind God of what he has done in the past. And I beseech thee, O king, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. He said, God, remember. So testimonies always bring about the blessings of God in your life. So your personal testimony will bail you out on the day of trouble. Your personal testimony will bail you out. Your personal testimony will bail you out. When there is trouble, testimonies of how God has helped you before will bail you out again. There's somebody here today, you are facing something now. God will bail you out. I say God will bail you out. Wherever your children are that they are facing challenges, God will bail them out. Come, somebody say a loud amen. Amen. That situation you are going through and people are mocking you, God will bail you out. Amen. That thing you are going through right now and it's as if it is over for you, God will bail you out. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Your testimony is not only before people, it is before God. So when you are sharing your testimony, don't think that your testimony is only before people. Your testimony is before God. Your testimony is before God. God is the one you are acknowledging. I'm acknowledging you for who you are, for what you've done in my life. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Dansa kire, Baba. Testimony is not a show off. One of our beloved ladies here called me, sisters here called me this week. She said, "Ah, sir, this is what God has done for me. I just wanted to share it with you first. But I don't want to share my testimony. People will not say that maybe my own is too much. Let them say your own is too much. The God that is blessing you, that God is doesn't care that anybody says his own is too much or his whatever. He doesn't care. So maybe if she comes in second service or maybe next week, anytime, she will share her testimony. Because I can't see her here now. What I'm saying this morning is that testimonies, bad testimonies, I prophesy into your life this morning. Every good testimony you have shared, you will share more of it. Every good testimony you have shared, you will share more of it. Say a loud amen. Can I hear a loud amen? Maintaining a testimony bank will enhance the effect of your prayer life. Maintaining a testimony bank will enhance the effect of your prayer life. There is no challenge you are faced with that nobody else has testified about in the past. What is the challenge you are facing that nobody has testified about in the past? Is it that your business has an issue? Somebody's business has an issue and they have testified. Is it that you are having challenges in getting pregnant? Somebody has had challenges before and God answered them. Is it that you want to get married and it's as if no guy is coming? Somebody has had that challenge before and they have... Is it that you started a project and you have not... No matter the challenge you are facing, somebody has faced it before. And the one you are facing now, you will share your testimony. Amen. I say you will share your testimony. Amen. Maybe your husband is not... is not putting his head where he's supposed to put his head. You know, when we in my place, there's a way we say it, that he's not putting his head in the right place. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. He's not concentrating on the right path. Today I pray in the name of Jesus, that man, God will redirect his mind back. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, great men and great women, before we go into the session of prayer and the anointing, what are the dividends of prayer? What do I gain when I pray? What do I gain when I pray? What are the gains of prayer? Number one is revelation. Psalm 119. Verse 18, open thou my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy laws. Open thou my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy laws. One of the dividends of prayer is revelation. 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 When you pray a lot, you see things. I can't explain it. It happens to me a lot. A lot. It happens to me a lot. I will just sit down. God will open things and just show me. Life. And the way I said it is the way it happens. The way I saw it. Because of extensive praying. No wonder Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2 verse 2. I went up by revelation. Galatians 2 and verse 2. I went. He was able to go up because of revelation. He was able to ascend to a new level because of revelation. You're not praying is a disadvantage. You're praying 5 minutes a day is a disadvantage. You're not praying regularly, it's a disadvantage because it doesn't give you access to revelation. That your business can go forward, but you need revelation. That your studies can go forward, you need revelation. You want to do an exam, all you are doing is reading alone. You did not even pray, God, show me what this lecturer said. The lecturer is a man. We show you. God, we open to you what he said in his secret. God that can show somebody what the person dreamt. Even husband and wife, they are on the same bed. If they put their head on their, they want to sleep in the night, and a woman remove her wig like this and put her head to her husband's head like this, can she understand what the man is dreaming? Can the dream in the man's head enter his own, her own head? No way. No way. Except by revelation. Except by revelation. I pray for you today. Revelation on what next to do, God will show you. Revelation on the next step to take, God will show you. You will no longer lack revelation. I say you will no longer lack revelation. You will see what you are meant to see. I say you, God will show you what you are meant to see. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. Revelation is the gateway to elevation. If you have seen somebody who is not going forward, he lacks revelation. If you have seen somebody whose life is not progressing like it's supposed to, the person lacks revelation. Your elevation is tied to your revelation. What you are struggling with, somebody is doing this easily. What you are looking at, how can this be possible? You even said it is impossible. Nobody can accomplish this in this economy. Nobody can make this. You can never, out of the, except the person is stealing. Why somebody is accomplishing it? I pray for you today. Revelation that will lead to your elevation, God will give to you. Yeah. Do you know that in an organization, you can't get elevation until something is revealed to you that you used to solve a problem there? The easiest way to be recognized in an organization is not for you to wear tie. Or just to wear nice skirt suit. Is for you to have revelation to solve problem. Every organization has a problem. Every organization has one problem. It is in solving that problem that you are lifted. It's not just coming there in the morning, you sign in, you sign out. You are wasting away like that. You are wasting time. I know time is life. When you come in and you profess solution, that was what Daniel was doing. That was what Joseph was doing. That was what Paul was doing. If you are doing contrary, how do you expect elevation? As this oil comes on you today, your mind will open up. Yeah. You will have access to revelation. Yeah. I say you have access to revelation. Yeah. You will have access to revelation. Yeah. I say you will have access to revelation. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You will no longer struggle. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Revelation is the key to gaining command in the affairs of life. Revelation is the key to gaining command in the affairs of life. Until it is revealed to you, you can't benefit from it. Until it is revealed to you, you can't benefit from it. I preach every Sunday here and a lot of other services too. But I preach from the same Bible. I preach different messages. Revelation. In second service now, we are going deeper into something higher on this same thing. All from this same Bible. It is from Revelation. My prayer for you today, revelation that will push you into the limelight. Receive that revelation today. Yeah. Revelation that will make you relevant in this generation. Receive that revelation today. Yeah. Revelation that will make you the person that they are seeking after. God will give it to you today. Yeah. So shall it be. Yeah. Second dividend of prayer is direction. That is, prayer helps you to locate your path in life. Psalm 16 and verse 11. Psalm 16 verse 11, that will show me the path of life. That will show me the path of life. For in thy presence there is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. If you want God to direct you, you need to pray. If you need God's direction, you need to pray. You know, our minds are so... Our mind is not trained, as it were, to always take the right decision all the time. It is with God's help that we can take the right decision all the time. And so, and this procedure or this process is made effective through praying. Praying extensively. I want to believe that one way or the other, Abraham must have prayed before God would have showed him in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 4, particularly when he departed. He must have got, because God wouldn't just appear, he must have prayed one way or the other before God revealed his next step to him. If you really desire to go to your next level, you need direction. And this direction is from prayer. And let me tell you, every blessed day you need direction. Every day of your life you need direction. Do you know that if people will help you, God must direct you to the right people that will help you? They are helpers and they are users. There are some people that they will help you without using you. There are some people that they will use you by help. They will want to use you because they want to help you. But God is in a way directs you to those that will always be there to help you. I pray for somebody here today that God in his mercy will grant you the grace of direction. When God leads you, you can never miss it. When God leads you, you can never miss it. When God leads you, there's nothing that, the only thing that can happen is that you become outstanding. When God leads you, what will happen to you is that you'll be distinguished. That's why every believer must subscribe to this direction in the place of prayer. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17. Isaiah 48 and verse 7. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. God will teach you to profit. Amen. Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Via this oil coming on you today, God will lead you on what to do this year. Amen. I say God will lead you on what to do this year. Amen. Recently, one of our members, I was speaking to one of our members in the UK, and I said, how is this social person? I said, the person is fine. I said, why didn't this person leave Nigeria? I said, she's doing very well, though. I said, which business is she doing now? She said she supplies plantain chips, and she has plenty staffs, and she has dominated the entire city where she stays. So there's no reason for her to go to anybody's country and go and be slaving inside cold. Why? He says she has a factory where she produces chips and she circulates it to the city. Entire city is eating her chin chin. So maybe it's money you are looking for when you go to one place. Are you already getting the money? What else? God will reveal to you what you are to do. God will direct you on what you are to do. God will order your steps on what you are to do. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. And by the grace of God, even what you are doing presently now, it will blossom. I didn't hear your amen. Do you know, recently, let me round up here. There was a particular governor of a state during the Christmas, not this Christmas, the one before, was doing end of year or something, and he honored some staffs that really worked for him during his government, 8 years government. He honored them. He gave one 10 million, gave another one, I can't remember how much. And they are civil servants. Maybe their salary per month is maybe 100,000. And at the spot, just for saying you did work, he said, anytime I call this person, if I send message 4 a.m., you will respond. No, these are people that ignore the apostles as if they don't exist. He said, anytime I call, anything I want, you always respond. Always say, if this is the person I can rely on. And because of that, from the state coffers, I'm blessing you with 10 million naira. And everybody was clapping, and I pray for you, that kind of favor will come your way. Amen. I say that kind of favor will come your way. Amen. In the name of Jesus. As I conclude this morning, in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, Isaiah 10 verse 27, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass in that day, that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing carries power. And one of the work of the anointing is to break the yoke of prayerlessness. One of the work of the anointing is to destroy the power of prayerlessness. To destroy the siege of prayerlessness. to introduce signs and wonders to your life. I'll be blessing the oil this morning, both the one you have brought and the one that we'll be using to anoint you. I believe. I cried to the Lord in the dead of the night, overnight today. I said, God, do something via this oil. And he will do it this morning. Yes. I say he will do it this morning. Yes. Via the oil coming on you today, raw signs and wonders will happen in your life. Yes. You know, one single sign and wonder can change your life. One. Just one. Just one breakthrough can change your life. This is the year that one breakthrough will come. Yes. I said, this is the year that one breakthrough will come. So shall it be.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.